I wanted to first share with them something that to me was very exciting. In this Chabur itself, I cleared the Shaila quite a few times over the last few years. On the Friday when we learned Chumash together, I had a Shaila for years that I've cleared within this Chabur probably as much as 4 years ago in this Chabur. And I had strong suspicions about this, but it was good to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Somebody asked him a question in Derech Sicha, and he answered this Shaila Hedya. I always wondered when it quotes, certainly when it quotes conversations in the Torah. So I've heard, we've discussed in different contents, but when it quotes a conversation, certainly there was more said. That's Pashat, that it's not a history book, the Torah. So certainly there was more said. It doesn't quote everything that was said. That's Dvarim Pshutim. But I also want to know, does the Torah, is it a quote? If they said more, but is it taking out a quote when it quotes, Vayoyim Avram El to Hashem, when they talk to each other, is that the exact quote, or that's what he meant to say? Now, certainly, whenever it says Paro spoke, he didn't speak Lashon Kodesh, he spoke in Egyptian. So certainly, yeah, but is it an exact quote? It just takes out, so it takes out words where you, and then many, that, yeah, that's a shaila I had for a long time. So I just saw, I've said over the years, I've answered Kashas, I've said that it's not an exact quote. That's not what he said, and I was always with trepidation. It says here, they asked of Chaim Kanievsky like this. It says, "Vayi achrei adar ma'ela, vayoyim li Yosef, hinei avicha chayla." It says that they told Yosef that your father is sick. So this man asked of Chaim Kanievsky, that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dalid, you're not supposed to bring bad news. You don't say your father, you shouldn't say avicha chayla. He says he should have made some dik. He should have said all your brothers are well. And Yosef would figure out his father's sick. But you're not supposed to bring bad news. That's what this Yid asked of Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, I'm not sure the Kasha here is with Tzairich. He assumes even when there's a need, a person shouldn't say bad news. This is something my father's tremendously machped on. My mother complains in the house, we don't hear even news maybe we should know about. He's tremendously machped, but he's fire about it. People say over bad news, he imitates, and they go, that famous, they delighting in saying bad news, a terrible midah. We get it from the media. The media says over bad news, they say it like garnished. Kids are in Somalia, 40,000 people died. Another important news, the Yankees won last night. So it's very, we get used to saying news and go, my father's very, 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 very machped. When something bad happens, my brother can attest to it, my father is saying it. The person shouldn't say it over. It should never be said over. Still, what less that tzayir gadol, why are you telling somebody else? You're becoming callous to it. Even if you hear the obligatory, become very callous. It's a gemar psach. It's bashar gemar not to give over bad news. Say, Esel Chaim Kanievsky, had they said avicha chayla? Sagam here he had a no, but Rav Man assumes they should have said it in a way. The gemar psach is going even when somebody has to know. The gemar says it's the way to say it. So he should have said all the brothers are well. That's what he asked them. But the question, what I liked when Chaim Kanievsky responded, in his Derech Sicha, he said that maybe that's what he told them. At such a no, Rav Chaim said, maybe he told them that. The Torah is just saying, Vayoyim el Yosef, Einei Avicha Chayla. It was said to Yosef, Einei Avicha Chayla. That's what Maskom Tois is, Avicha Chayla. The Torah is not a history book how he said it. So even though it says, Vayoyim el Yosef, Einei Avicha Chayla, it just means it was told to him that your father's sick. And what Eifer was told to him? That it wasn't told Avicha Chayla, it wasn't the words that were said. It was given over that message at Avicha Chayla. I'm not sure if you can apply this other places, I'm not sure. Here it's Vayoyim, it's not quoting a certain, maybe it's not quoting a certain person, I'm not sure if it's different, but certainly here Chaim Kanievsky was willing to say that even though it's Avicha Chayla, you don't know how it was told to him. Which says the Torah is just paraphrasing, but it's now I'm afraid, again, this is a topic, on this topic, there's so many cases of when you could say it, when you can't. Here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is willing to say that it was a paraphrase. So I wanted to share it with him. By the brachas to the Shvatim, so by the bracha for Yisachar, there's a shtickel kasha. It says as follows. It says, Yisachar chamor garam, Roivat Bena Mishpasayim, which Rashi says is Yisachar is a chamar balatzamais, a thick boned, big boned chamar, Soivel all Torah. It's in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Yedaled. He soivel all Torah. He bears the burden of Torah like a chamar chazak, like a strong chamar, shematin and oisei masa kaved, that you can put on him a heavy load. So Yisachar can bear a very heavy load. Roibetz ben mishpasayim, and he dwells, Rashi says, like a chamar that travels day and night, and he has no place to stay, he has no house to stay, and he's always on the road. When he wants to rest, he rests between the tchumim. Of the cities he's traveling to, he rests like between the tchumim. That's Roibetz ben mishpasayim, between the tchumim. That's wherever he does business, he just gets, he rests on the job. He has no house, he rests on the job. So it's describing Yisachar's tremendous commitment to Torah. Then it goes on, it says, Vayar Menucha Kitayv. He sees Menucha, which we'll assume right now Menucha is Olam Haba. He sees Menucha Kitayv. That's what we're going to learn Pshat now. The Menucha is Olam Haba. Yom Shakul Menucha, it's all, yeah. He sees Menucha Kitayv. Esa'aretz Kina'ema, and Olam Hazeh Kina'ema, that it's sweet. He sees that it's worthwhile, Limanat Torah. He sees Menucha Kitayv. He's drawn to the Olam Haba that he's going to get from learning Torah. Ve'sa'aretz kina'ema, and he's drawn to the Olam Hazeh. The ne'imustik Olam Hazeh. He sees a veld of meshugayim, a world of people running, coming, going. And he sees the Ben Torah, and he sees ne'imus. He sees sweetness and that satisfaction. He sees a ne'imustik of life. He sees, he goes to his local psychologist. He sees lines and lines and lines. He sees the life out there. He sees where it leads to. And he sees ve'sa'aretz kina'ema. But the life of the Ben Torah is ne'imastik. So what does he do? Vayet shechma lizboil. So he lowers his shoulder to bear the yoke of Torah. Vayi lemas oivin. And he becomes a public servant. He paskins hayra shal Torah. He becomes the rabbanim, the poiskim, the head of the bezdin, the batidinim. That's what he does. So it's a shtickle shver in the psukim. Beautiful talk, a beautiful psukim. What's a shtickle shver in the psukim? Is the order. It starts out the Yisachar is a chamar garam. Yisachar is a ben Torah. The chamar garam is a thick-boned donkey that he bears the altar. That's how it starts. His balat soivel altar, Rashi says. Then it says, Vayar menucha kitayv. He sees tranquility that it's good. He sees the Olam Haba is going to get to us. Arz kineima, he sees how worthwhile it is. Then vayed shechma lizboil. Then he bends over his back to bear the yoke. So, there's a shtickle plea here in the psukim. If it's starting off with what his motivation, so the first pasuk about Yisachar, Yisachar is Vayar Menucha Kitayv, that's his motivation. He sees Menucha Kitayv, Vesaretz Kineima, he's thoroughly, thoroughly motivated, he sees Doilam Hava and Doilam Hazeh, then Mimela is Yisachar Chamar Garam, Mimela is like a thick-boned donkey, who's Ravis Ben Shasayim, who sleeps between the Tchumim, who doesn't sleep very much, who's just called Kulish Akua B'Tayra, and Vayet Shechmei Lizboil, and his back, he leans over to bear it, Vayilim Asoived, and he becomes what he becomes. But if starting with the motivation. Elamai, it's not starting with the motivation. It seems funny. It starts off with who he is. Yisachar Mar Garam. Yisachar is the big masmid. He's Mekabel all Torah. Then it goes backwards, his motivation. Vayar Menuch Kitoy Vesaz Kina'ema. Back to his motivation. Then Vayet Shech Mai Lizbel. Then back to what he does, who he is. What's Pshat over here? That it says who he is, his motivation, and back to who he is. Start with his motivation and say what he becomes because of his motivation. Or if you want to start the opposite way, for some reason you want to start with what he becomes, at the end tell him his motivation, so say everything, what he becomes. Yisachar Chamar Garam, he's Yoreg Sveinu Shasayim, he's Vayet Shechmoy Lizbol, and then say, you know why? Because Vayar Menuchi Yitayv Esaz Kineima. But what's this pirush that it says what he becomes, his motivation, and back to what he becomes? So I think shots like this, perhaps. Perhaps the pshat's like this. Why it does this interesting order? Rav Hirsch's Medayik Tup Sukim, it says, we say in the Shabbos davenings, Paskin Tillim, Tamuru Kitoy Vashem. Taste and see that Kitoy Vashem. Asher Geber. Taste and see though. Tamuru Kitoy Vashem. Taste and see. Another Pasuk. Seichel Toy L'choloi Seyim. Smart wisdom. Seichel Toy. Good wisdom. L'choloi Seyim to all those who perform mitzvahs. Zakhtar of Hirsch, Hashem designed Torah and mitzvahs as follows. that the person first, many, many, many times, at first, when he first makes that commitment to Limud HaTorah, to becoming a masmid, at that first commitment, many times, he doesn't yet fully feel. He doesn't fully understand. Even if, whatever he understands, it's only a drip in the bucket about how Gishmak Torah is and how Gishmak Mitzvahs are. At that first commitment, that's what Hashem desired. He definitely wants to start. He definitely, a person has neshama, there's ratzin for sure. But he won't fully fashtay till he does. Tamu ru'u ki toiv Hashem. First be tam. First taste it, and then ru'u ki toiv Hashem. First he has to do. Tamu ru'u ki toiv Hashem. After he sees ki toiv, after he's tamu, after he makes that commitment, then will be ru'u ki toiv Hashem. Tamu ru'u ki toiv Hashem. It says also, Seichel Toiv L'chol Iseyem. Those that are Iseyem, those that do, then they get the Seichel Toiv. After they do, they'll intellectually fashtay, wow, the greatness of the thing. But it's Seichel Toiv L'chol Iseyem. Now, it's not before they start, it's not blind faith. They certainly have a reason to do, they certainly see a little bit, Hashem allows that. But after it's done, so the order, what it's saying about Yisachar, it starts. First, Yisachar is Chamar Garam. When it's not so easy, he's pashut azoyvi achamar. He has this big balat samus to be saved of all Torah. To be saved of all Torah. At first he's like a chamar that he's saved of all Torah. It's difficult. It's not so easy. The first step, that he's pashut saved of all Torah with difficulties. He has a weak laning skills. It's difficult. He's going to sit. He's having trouble with shir. It's difficult. Shver, shver, shver. It's difficult. But he makes that original commitment. But Yisach Hamar Garam, just he's soivel all Torah like a Hamar. He's Ravis Ben Mishrasayim. He just makes tremendous, tremendous efforts. Then after these efforts, is Tamu Rugi Toiv Hashem. Then Vayar Menuch Kitoiv. But then there's an explosion in Yisachar's world. After Yisachar makes his commitment and struggles and fights and works till he knows how to learn a little bit, till the laning goes easier, till he pushes. All of a sudden, there's an explosion of Ayar Menucha Kitoiv. He sees the Olam Haba is in front of him. Ayar, it's tangible, you can see it. There's the Arz Kine Eima. He sees the Olam Hazeh is so geschmack. It's Rizig. He sees all of a sudden he's Zaycha because he was Tam, because he made that original effort. He then is Zaycha to Ru'u Kitoiv Hashem. And as a result of that next step, that he's Zaycha to Ru'u Kitoiv Hashem, it's Vayeh Chichmai Lizboil. There's a new bending, there's a new commitment. Like where all of a sudden he lowers himself, well, put more load on me. Pack more Torah on me. There's a new commitment. After he zaycha this Tamu Ru'u Ki Toiv Hashem, after he gets that original step, he zaycha and he makes a new commitment. Of Ayyei Chichmai Lizbol, and that new commitment, and this is a cycle that happens. As he steigs more, as he's Ayyei Chichmai Lizbol, he sees more Menuchi Toiv Asaretz Kine Eimah, and makes more commitments and more commitments. Dachte Shmak. And the end of such a person is Vayil Masoidin. The end is he's zeichet to become somebody who all of Klal Yisrael needs. He's zeichet to become somebody who gives out Hayrah to all of Klal Yisrael. That's the Yisachar cycle. And that's the cycle that's a tremendous sayer for every Ben Torah. Tremendous, tremendous sayer. I'm all you see somebody. You see somebody walking by outside. And you see Rahman al-Tzlan is missing a leg. Missing a leg. A wheel, he's wheeling on a wheelchair. He's not walking by. He's on a wheelchair. And he's missing a leg. Rai Starts is a tragedy. It's sad. The guy's missing a leg. In Bruchni is somebody who can't make a laning on a Gemara. It's a tragedy. It's an epic tragedy. A person can't open a Sefer on Chumash and enjoy Dvar Torah. He can't open a Be'er Yosef and see a Shtickle Torah. He can't open a Malden and read a Pasuk. It's tragic. It's Be'emes a tragedy. Something that we don't speak of, it's a pasuk, and in a way, it's a worse tragedy, because in a real way, it's a worse tragedy. Not a guzma, not exaggerated, because the guy who's walking by, missing a leg, he can't do anything about it. This tragedy, it could be fixed, and he's not doing anything. If the person doesn't do anything, it's a worse tragedy. It could be fixed. The pasuk could be fixed. The person could sit, and he could pasuk do. Well, if he's at the first step, it could be yisach chamar garam. He could be a person who makes that commitment. To sit, how many bachur have told me a bachur last night was coming? I hear this all the time. A bachur last night was coming. Bachur is good in learning. Who has geshmak? Who has tremendous geshmak in learning? He told me he sat in 10th grade, he couldn't read a word of Gemara. He said he couldn't, I think it was 10th grade. He sat in the yeshiva, he couldn't read a word of Gemara. And he said he got tremendous bizyonis. He sat with an art scroll. He said people making fun of him. He told me that, unfortunately, the people who weren't Bali Midas were making fun of him. With Pasha laughing at his Rebbe, encouraged him. Tzaddik of the Rebbe encouraged him. And he sat for a few months. Asmada Atsumi, he told me. He was poring over the art scroll. Tremendous asmada, despite people making fun of him. And he became great in learning for a few months. He did this over a few months. Until today, he has geschmack from Torah. Till today, he built a leg for himself. In Ruchdias, we build our body. In Gashmias, the Rabbeinu Shalom hands us a body. So the person has, Hashem, if you have made a time, Hashem didn't give him one leg, it's a tragedy. In Ruchdias, we build our body. We build our Ruchdias. And if we build ourselves without a leg, what? It's an epic tragedy. We build, put on a leg. Put on legs, put on arms, build a good Ruchniastic body. Build somebody who knows how to learn Torah, who can push it, get the Olam Habav, Torah, the Olam Hazev, Torah, Talmud Torah, can I get Kulam? The ultimate Ratzon Hashem, to learn Torah, to become good in learning Torah, to know how to learn Torah. Another Bacher told me recently, also similar mice also, very recently. Bacher was sitting here with us, told me similar to mice also, in the younger years of high school, when a lot of his class was doing a lot of other things, he also took Torah very seriously, and Pasha killed himself till he learned how to learn. He said, a chaver of mine, I had a mice with a chaver of mine. I remember to this day when it happened. You can't point to the day. I was walking with one of my chaverim. We had a chabur of guys who were very, very close. 12 bachrim who we went from kindergarten to fifth year Beis Medrash together. Till today, we're very, very nunt. Very close-knit chabur of 12 bachrim. Went from kindergarten, most of us went from kindergarten to first to fifth year Beis Medrash together. Some even continued afterwards. And there was one particular bachrim in the chabur. We were walking home, we used to walk home from yeshiva, come out every day. I remember I think it was 11th grade. But I remember where we were when we were walking home together. We walked home the whole high school together. And he started crying. He lived across the street and he started crying. Shuddigmashmai started crying. And he told me, a very regular guy, had a great baseball player, a great arm, a very regular guy. And he told me, sweet, nice guy, he grabbed was learning. He was an average guy in learning. And there were Bachram and the Chaburu who were learning Yom V'Layla. We're learning without a hefsek for already years, who knew Masechtas backwards and forward. The Bachram were learning day and night. And this guy started crying to me, and he told me that he feels there's so many guys in the Chabur are steiging and growing. He feels he's a regular guy. He was a very good boy. Grado was nice to do on tests, but he wasn't having a ton of learning. And I remember he was crying. He was telling me how hard and sad he feels. And he decided he's making a commitment. I remember he decided he's making a commitment. That's it. I don't know if he was at the first step, the Yisach Hamar Garam step, the second step, he's coming the first step. He said he's making a commitment, that's it. That's it, Adkan. He feels, he sees the geschmack of Torah, maybe he's the eighth of Ayam Nechitav, I don't know, whichever level he was at. But he decided, that's it. I remember he made the decision. Today the guy, I don't want to say no Shas, so it's a strong thing to say, but he's learned through, I think he's learned through all of Shas. He's had a Chavrusa, he's been learning in the mirror for Yaron. Chashuv Talmud Chacham, that I'll tell you. Chashuv Talmud Chacham today. Very Chashuv Talmud Chacham. It was a velt. I remember when he made that commitment. That decision, that's it. Adkan, I don't want to be a lame person my whole life. First of all, it was the tragedy. A guy, Yaakov Metz was telling me about an old friend of ours who went to medical school. He went to medical school, but he's a guy, he's an Erlich guy, very Erlich guy, and he decided also, he wants to be a Talmud Chacham. He felt he needed the Orla Parnassa. He wanted to be a Talmud Chacham. He felt he needed, he learned 6 hours a day while he was in medical school. It's unheard of. He was learning 6 hours a day. He wrote 2,000 pages of notes. 2,000 pages of his own Chedushim during medical school. 2,000 pages of Chedushim. A regular guy. Regularly, he was in Yeshifarak, that's a regular guy. A Tyra guy. Actually, regular, I don't mean to be a mate. Tyra, sweet, special, very smart. Just saying that. One of us, he sat 6 hours a day in medical school. He managed to learn. And he finished, he wrote 2,000 pages of notes. he wrote to the time. He finished 5 mesechtas during medical school with bechinas from Mifl Hashas. On all 5 mesechtas. 5 mesechtas with bechinas from Mifl Hashas on all 5 mesechtas during that time. He sat and learned basmada. He decided by Yeid Shechmai Lisboil. This is the story. You see somebody, you see two people at 43. One guy's a massive Amaretz. He can't open a sefer. It's closed. The Torah is a closed book to him. It's closed. He can't open. So, good, there's a lot of English. There's a lot, I'm not knocking. There's stuff to do. There's English. Baruch Hashem. The Chesed Hashem. There's a lot of things in English. But he can't open a sefer. He can't love a sefer. He can't. I watch. Yitzhak Rabinitz and I have a. We both have Svarim that we love. He comes to every once on a Friday night. We get into Svarim and you read a sefer and you know the sefer and you show this. You have the Torah in the sefer that you love, that you have an avatu. He comes to me, Rav Yitzchak comes to me very often Friday night. We have the sefer, Rav Schwab's sefer that we're both very into. He got me very into it. A person has a sefer that he loves, that he enjoys, that he appreciates. Then he goes on to the next sefer on Chumash. He finishes that one a few times. He goes on to the next one. The person is so missing. His chaser life has two, is lame. And there's what to do about it now. Now's the time to do. To delay when the guy's 43, it's difficult. It's not impossible. It's not impossible, but it's very difficult. First of all, you won't be in yeshiva to get together every once in a while, to be mechazik each other, to shteig. He's 43, he doesn't get that opportunity. He doesn't get the chizukim, he doesn't get pushed always to shteig. That's one. Two, his time is much more, he's all our parnas on him. He has mishpacha to daig about. Now is the time to become not lame. To become a person who knows a felt, to become a masman in Torah. These are the years. These pushes, right, for all of us. For all of us. For us, young Elias, for the Bachrim. These are the years. To sit down and make a decision to become great in learning. If the person talk already makes a landing and is good to learn, to work to the next step, to be kind of Torah, to know a lot of Torah. To walk away, to become a Vaki in Torah, to know tremendous amounts, mesechtas. To be able to take beginners on the set that he knows Pashat, that he has Yediyah Satayra. In our minds, there's a mishigas in our minds that it's totally what parnasa, what the person's doing. B'chiv tenviyat Talmud Chacham has nothing to do with what parnasa the person's doing. Zero. Has zero to do with the parnasa the person. If he's zeich to be an avaydus hakodesh, ashrecha. If he's zeich, ashrecha. It has nothing to do, and if he's not zeich, okay. But that has nothing to do with the schiv to be a Talmud Chacham. Zero. When the person attaches it, why aren't you learning basmada and yeshiva? And he says because he's I'm not planning on going into chinuch. What? There's no shaykhis. It doesn't have the mashu of shaykhis. There's no shaykhis, the chiv, to know Torah, to be a master Talmud Chacham. It's always a chizik to me when I get to, I was for Shabbos once by my brother, and his shver was there. His shver is a yid, he's a doctor, he's a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham who accomplishes in learning. He sits every day, he's a doctor who sits every day. I'm telling you this mice, you don't, there are plenty of mice, just it's not shaykh. Sometimes when you hear about a specific person, it brings out that shuka taka to learn. There's no shaykh, it's what parnasa. This yid sits every morning in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, and he learns till 11 o'clock, I think, every morning. Starts from early morning, learns till 11. Then he sees patients for free for an hour. Carl Jungelight, he has a room in the Mir in Brooklyn. Then he's a doctor all afternoon, and then he learns late at night. Shabbos, and after the Suda till Mincha every Shabbos, he learns basmada. Late at night, but he's a person who has notes, he has Chidushei Torah, he has massive notes. He's been learning Shabbos for how many years, Moshe? For Yaron and Yaron, he has massive notes, beautiful notes. I told him before already, I'm very bad at writing notes, beautiful notes. He has pullouts, he has whole charts of doctors, because some are good at organized fellow, though these are bad handwritings, but he's an organized fellow, and he pulls out notes, he pulls, like he has different charts, and it's a whole system, his notes. It's very fascinating, he's showing me how he does it, what he does, making me jealous the whole time. But Kitz Advarim, this is a person who's a doctor, there's no shaykh as to what Parnassi is going to. It's unrelated. Hagam, he is l'masoyved. At the end of the day, the Yisachar who makes this commitment. At the end of the day, Klai Yisrael need such people. At the end of the day, they paskin for Yidden and they do for Yidden, but it's not related to the parnasa he chooses. This is a chayv on all of us, and more than a chayv, it's the privilege that we all have. My Rosh Hakilas Yaakov. It's the privilege that we all have to become such to become people who know Torah. It's something we should all have. I'm speaking here to myself, to all of us, to make a commitment to appreciate these years with Zaycha to be in the Kaisa Beis Medrash, to make that commitment to become big in learning, to become chashim in learning, to know a lot of learning, not to be cripples. It says about Reuven, it says that Yaakov says to Reuven, Tachas kamayim al taiser, because you are swift as water, al taiser, you will not continue to retain the b'chayyur. Since you did an action too swiftly, you acted in haste when you switched around the beds, so you lose the b'chayyur. It's Perek Memtes, Pasuk Dalad. Pachas kamayim, because you are swift like water. Ha pachas v'abahala shemiharta laharis kascha kamayim halalu hamimaharim l'merutzasam. Since you were so swift to show your anger, like water that quickly rushes along, al taiser, al tarbe litol kol yisroin esalalu. You're not going to take all these extras I gave you that you would have been zeichet to. So my father points out that what's the midah of kehanim? The b'chor was supposed to be the kohen. What's the midah of kehanim? The midah is kehanim's rizim. It says about kehanim, the kehanim has rizim. They needed to be zvizim. The avodah for klai so required. I picture, if you just need to think, first you picture Erev Pesach, you picture the Bahala that must have been in the Beis HaMikdash. I picture some Yidna Machmirim, you can picture, if we could bring karbanis. You picture the brisker guy who's on a sixth carbon of the day because he's nervous. I don't know, maybe, possible. Kenzan had a thought, possible. They bring carbon after carbon after carbon. Yidn, if we could bring karbanis. I'm Kodesh. Your picture of Beis Mishmash was Baholadeh. They needed to be Zerizim. There's a lot going on. And people, when they brought a carbon, you can imagine the pressure on the Kayan. And the Kayan pressure at the carbon, did you do it right? Did you do it properly? There's a lot of, it's a stressful job this summer. A lot of pressure from the people. After the guy wants to report back, you brought my carbon, you do everything, you had the right machshavas. They have to be Zerizim. They have to be very capable and fast and well-working people. So my father pointed out that Reuven had this midah, Pachas Kamayin, the MS, it was the midah that was required for his job. The midah he had was required for his job. Narvasi used it wrong. Since you used this Pachas wrong, you were Pachas Vavala Shemihad Alas Kasma Kamayim Alalu, so you used it wrong, that's why Al Taiser. But the Etzem midah, Yitaka was supposed to use right. The word midah means a measurement. Why is a character trait called a measurement, a midah? Strange thing, that there it is, because there's no midah that's good or bad. When people have natural, the Rambam says a couple they have to avoid completely. But a midah is not something that's good or bad. It depends in measure. It depends when, how much. Natural midahs we have are given to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam for a purpose. Even the midah of kas is used to be kayas on Oisei Avla. Even the midah of kas is supposed to be used by the person in its time. At those that are oisei avla to show them kas, that's when it's supposed to be used. But every midah is a measurement. Any midah a person has, his avodah is to apply it at the right time. But Reuven's handed this midah of swiftness of being quick because Yitak could use the midah of being quick. Yitak can use it and should have used it for his avodah. Since it was misused, it was used at the inappropriate times, then atos you lose the b'chayr. But the midah, the etzem midah, that to me, there was a good midah. I want to tell a quick word that was said over the yeshiva a long time ago, but it's a beautiful vart. Share with the island. When it says when they buried Yaakov Avinu,
Uh,
It says, Vayashiv Yosef Mitzrayimah, Yosef returned to Mitzrayim, who ve'echav, he and his brothers, v'chol ha'olam itay, and everybody went with him, likvaras aviv, achrei kavreis aviv. It's a funny lashon. They returned to Mitzrayim, everybody went to bury his father after he buried his father. It's like a double lashon over here. And they returned to Mitzrayim, everybody went to bury his father. I'm assuming they didn't return before they did the job of burying the father. What's the pasuk saying? Yosef returned to Mitzrayim, him and his brothers, and everybody went to bury his father after they buried their father. Did you say over from the Ragat Shavrezi? A bacher said over from the Ragat Shavrezi, a beautiful pshat in the psukim, that he wanted a time like this. When you have a Rebbe with a Talmud, who walks where? The Rebbe is supposed to walk on the right side and the Talmud on the left. If you have a Rebbe with two Talmidim, who walks where? The Rebbe in the middle, the more chashuv Talmud on the right, and the less chashuv Talmud on the left. That's how you're supposed to walk. So when Avram and Yitzchak were buried, so who was buried where? If Avram and Yitzchak, you have two people, Gemara and Machpelah, so who is buried where? So should be Avram is the father, Avram on the right, and Yitzchak on the left. Now comes Yaakov Avinu to be buried. That's a problem. If you put Yaakov Avinu on the right, Avram has to be in the middle, and you put him on the right, because Yitzchak's on the left, now Yaakov is on the right, and his grandfather and his father, Yitzchak's on the left of Avram. But Yaakov is the son of Yitzchak. Yitzchak belongs on the right of Avram Avinu. So the Ragachev said they had to rebury. What they had to do is they had to switch around. When Avram was buried, leave Avram where he is, they had to move Yitzchak to the other side of Avram and put Yaakov where Yitzchak was. Then there was Avram in the middle, Yitzchak on the right, and Yaakov on the left. So he says, that's Pshat the Pasuk. Yosef returned from Mitzrayim. He and his brothers and everybody went with him. Likvaras Aviv. Everybody went to bury his father. Achrei Kavres Aviv. After they buried his father. After they buried Yitzchak. That's the Pasuk Mimaram, is that they reburied Yitzchak. So after they reburied Yitzchak, then they buried Yaakov Avinu. That's the Pasuk Mimaram, is that's the Ragat Shavu said. There's an Aruch Chaim that just, I'll share cash with the Olam. There's an Aruch Chaim who Yosef HaTzadik, at the end of his life, tells the brothers. It's in Perek Nun Pasachav. So he says, V'atam chashavtam alai ra. You thought bad about me. Elikim chashva l'taifa. But Hashem planned it for good. L'man asoi kayoyim hazeh l'achye samrav. In order to do what I'm doing today, I'm keeping many people alive. I kept the Tzrayim alive. I'm keeping the Yidden alive. So it was Hashem's plan. So Hashem made it work out as all the time. So the Aruch Chaim says something of Pella here. I saw they asked the Kashan Aruch Chaim. A few of them before Hashem asked on Aruch Chaim. I saw the Klichem. The others asked on Aruch Chaim. The Aruch Chaim says, he says, it's doyim el miskadim lahashris chaver kais mavis. A guy who plans to give his friend to drink a kais mavis, vashkiyeyu, and instead he gives him a drink, kais yayin. She'enu mischayiv klum, he's not chayiv anything. Rayim p'turim v'zakoyim gam v'dinei shemayim. He says that you potter even v'dinei shemayim, you were trying to do bad, but you weren't successful. The problem is, it's not the halacha. If somebody's niskaven to eat basar chazir, v'olsei b'yadai basar tzvi, he tried to eat treif, and he ends up eating kosher. We had it in Kedushin, it's brought this Gemara. If he tries to eat treif and ends up eating kosher, it's not halacha b'keres, he has a chet. Hashem yislach la. That's the lady, the pasuk of the Torah says about a lady whose husband was matar her neder, and she doesn't know her husband was matar her neder. She doesn't know how to matanesh, she needs a kapara. So what's the pshat in this Aruch Chaim, that the Aruch Chaim is saying that over here the pturim v'zakoyim gam din shemayim. So I don't know, his mashal won't work. Al t'etzem story, his mashal won't work for this. Al t'etzem maisa, I think this could be pshat. What is Vatzadik saying anyway? Why is he telling the brothers this to begin with? That though Hashem planned to go, yeah, but you had in mind bad. He knows it's not fair for them. So I think like this. For Klape, this is the cheshbon I wanted to make. Klape, the brothers, they did it with bedin. They made a din taira, and they did it bedin. What they did, they went to scavel l'shem shemayim. They did it bedin. Narvas, they did it narvas, but something bad came out of it. Lemaisa, a chayv came out of it. Their kavanas were l'shem shemayim. Narvas, it was a mistake, and kilkul came out. They were wrong. There was kilkul. The Avera of somebody's Miskaven Basa Chazir is only if they were Miskaven for something bad. Their Kavanah was a Dover Toiv. None of us that upset something bad came out. Something bad came through them. So that Yosef said, even the thing of something bad coming out, you don't have, because it wasn't bad. Hashem put me here, Lach Yosef Rav. So even the bad thing, you're the scaven, you are the scaven, you had good intentions. Yeah. That's how he's tracking Stam in the Cheshbon Shavuot, that here they're good intentions. But his mashal, the Archaim's mashal won't work. But as the Etzem Maisa, their intentions were good. Without their intention, Agam it was a chet, but their intentions were good. And as the Basa Chazir, they don't have, because that would solve the Skavim to Basa Chazir, because their intentions are not good. It's only as the bad thing coming out, Yezus said, Hashem Chashvul Atoiva. But it won't answer the Archaim's mashal. It won't answer. Because the Archaim's mashal was somebody who's the Skavim Hashas Chavir Kais Mavis, Hashgeu Kais Yayin. So there the chayiv is going, the intentions were bad, and he says the person is zakai. Einu mischayiv klum, zakayim gam b'din shemayim. Needs a hesber. The pashut needs a hesber. The chidas says on his Rebbe Dor Chaim that all his words were written Baruch HaKadosh. He says, so pashut needs a hesber here. This archaim. It's the last archaim in the parsha. If somebody has a hesber, we'll leave it as a kasha. If somebody has a hesber on this archaim. So chayiv against the gemara, miskaven tipas chazir, but also the other basa tzvi. Somebody has a husband in Sarchaim, I would appreciate it.